in Sif Dalid, which we started, I said I was going to come back to the Tzavais Yerida Chassid, which is an issue mentioned here in both the Pesachei Tshuva and the Mislach in Yehuda. So let's take another quick look at Sif Dalid, and we'll talk about Yerida Chassid. The Mechaber said, "Bai is tinnik v'isha, apo pisha ein nichush yesh simen." Bai is tinnik v'isha, pashup shah means someone built a house, or got married, or had a child. So even though you don't do magic, yesh simen. What does that mean, yesh simen? So the Shach Dalet brought that yesh simen simon ba'alma di matzliach b'schayu rishayna achashabon ha'bayis ne'le tinnik ha'nasa isha simen u'shayluch ha'matzliach. Now, it's hard to know what it means. Somebody had a baby. So, if everything goes smoothly, it's a simenis matzliach. That means if it doesn't go smoothly, you're going to throw away the baby. Or if it doesn't go smoothly, you're going to get divorced. Like, what exactly does it mean in practical terms? A little hard to know. I think I mentioned last week that somebody went to the Chazon Ish once, he got married. And shortly after his marriage, everything seemed to go wrong. You know, he got a flat tire in the middle of the night, things broke, and like everything, see, his investments were bad. A bunch of things went wrong. So he went to Chazon Ish, and he said, "You know, Yesh Simen, there's something wrong with the marriage. Everything's going wrong." So Chazon Ish told him that he's a nar, that he was supposed to have a big tzara, and the Chesed of Hashem, who's supposed to have Le'Aleinu a big tzara, is that he gives a lot of small tzaras instead. So when a person has a lot of small tzaras, he should be thankful. It's a simen that things are good. All right, it's a very nice story, but what do you do with the Shulchan Aruch? I don't know, Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Simen. So I'm not sure how to go about it. The Ramah says Yesh Simen, and Mitzliach HaChazayim Pa'am in my life. Now, there's a whole camp in Klal Yisrael that doesn't believe in these type of things. No less a Makar than the Sefer Chassidim says a whole different shot in Bayis Tinnik V'Isha. Listen to this. The Sefer Chassidim says, Bayis Tinnik V'Isha, Isha means Katlonis. A woman who's twice widowed. Tinnik means by bris milah. If a child, one second, that if two brothers died after a bris, that it's a simon that you shouldn't do a bris milah on the next child. Katlon is a simon, she shouldn't get married again. And bias, he says a similar thing, that if two people died one after the other in the same house, that's a simon, no one else should move into the house. So he makes it a little more palatable and explainable, but at any rate, as I stated in Shulchan Aruch.
But what would you call now, that?
So you might think it's a nichush, and she's twice widowed. What does that have to do with the third one? So kamash malan, that it's okay. Now also it says in Ramah, Yeshayimrim, the adam muto lasayis. I'm sorry, v'chei muto loy melatinik psaikli psukeach. You're allowed to tell a child psychically psukech, the Ramon Sif Dalet. Now this we find in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonah specifically. What? Baruchum Bayis. And by Mordechai, it says Mordechai went out and he has three children to tell him psukim. This is the marker for the heter of the Gairal Agra. To use Divrei Torah for a simin, so the marker for the concept is here. I personally was witness to twice that the Gairal Agra was used, and it was uncanny both times. One time, Meshunadik, and both times actually, the pasuk that came out was Meshunadik. One, I could tell you, one was when, many years ago, when the yeshiva wanted that I should take over to be principal in the high school. I personally didn't want to. Being a menal is like a death sentence, you know, it's kaivarus. I shouldn't say it, there are a lot of menalim, but it's a very thankless job. So I really didn't want to. I told Rav Palm, if you tell me it's Ratzon Hashem, I'll do it. So he said he's Mesupik. So he said, let's do a Gairal Agra. He was ill then, he was homebound. So he sent somebody out to get you have to use a new Chumash. There's no Mefarshim, a plain Chumash. And I was scared, you know, I'm skeptical. I'm more skeptical about all these things. That the Pasuk, it says by Gairal Agra, you go to a Pasuk. If it has anything to do with you, then then it counts. So the only witness I have, Rav Palm, is not alive, but his son, Rav David Palm, was there. And Rav Palm did the Gairal Agra. He opened up, he turned, you know, seven handfuls, seven pages, the whole business. And it came to a pasuk in Parshas Bava Yisra that says that the Levi should go to do work for 7 years. So, and I'm a Levi, so I thought if I'm okay only for 7 years, it said in the, I forgot which pasuk it is. So to me it's a pella that I should come to such a pasuk. How many psukim in the Torah have a shaykh as to whether I should take a job or not? So it was a double pella. What? Says till 50, whatever it said. Yes. Okay, well, I'll find the pasuk. I'll listen back to the Torah. Anyway, well, then I should take the job. Should I take the job? Shouldn't I? It said the lady should take it. So that was the second part of the pella. So I agreed. I said, so I'll do it. To be banal, yeah, I agreed. So about a week later, a certain thing happened that made that that's not a good idea. So Pom called me, said, Mazel Tov. He said, you're off the hook. I said, Rebbe, what happens? He explained to me what happened. So I said, what about the Garo Lagra? He said, the Garo Lagra is when you're Masupik. If you're not Masupik, you don't have to follow the Garo Lagra. So that was also Kiddush to me. Like, you know, you already do a magic trick, it should work. And that's that. It was the second time I was witness to such a thing, but that's still negated to people. I can't tell you. But also, it was a pella. It wasn't like I was witness to it 10 times and twice it made sense. I was witness to it twice. And both times it was incredible. What? The Meister Rabbi Yalev, yeah, incredible. Rabbi Levine by the bodies. Yeah, he did a Garo Lagra. How many bodies was it? 12 bodies that were already not identifiable of soldiers. They had to be buried. You know which was which. He did a Garo Lagra on each one of the 12. And each one came out with a siman as to who it was. They had a list of the 12 names. They didn't know which body was which. It's before dental records. And incredible. Anyway, the marker to be allowed to do it is this thing, that you're allowed to use Torah, Psekli Psukech, for Birur HaDvarim. So this is the Ramah. Oh, there's one more kula in the Ramah. So Sif Dalet, I guess, are the kulas. The last kula in the Ramah. Yesh Aymerim Da'ad Amut HaLasis LeSimim B'Dava Shiyavei LaAsid. You're allowed to do a simim with something that will come. Now what is that? K'mayshas Eliyaz Eved Avram, or Yainison, like Eved Avram did, and like Yainison did, Yesh Aisrim. Vaylach b'toim u'vaytayach Hashem chesed yisay b'venu. So here already there, the Gemara says Kol nichush she'ine k'nichush Yainison v'Eliyazer ine nichush. The Gemara is mashu Yainison v'Eliyazer anichushim. And there's a machlokes how to interpret it. The Yainison was going with his nar, and the army was getting ready for Mulchama. So he went to the enemy, whoever it was at the time, and he made up a nichush. He said, we'll go to the guard. If the guard said, who's there? Come here. That show, then it's a sin we should attack. Come here means we should attack. If the guard said, who's there? I'm coming to you. That's a sin we shouldn't attack. That's what Yonison said. So the guard said, who's there? And he said, come here. So Yonison and his nar attacked, and the two of them themselves defeated the enemy, and that's when they ate from the dvash, and Yonison Yomas Ashasa Yeshua Agdaila Zaisbi saw. Shaw was Majbiyah that they have to fast the day of Mulchama. Yonison didn't know. He did the whole Mulchama, but he ate, so Shaw wanted to kill him. So the Vayiftamas Yonison, that's we say it Matzah Shabbos and Vita Lecha. They said Yonison Yomas Asa Yeshua Hakadayel Asayis Bisrael. Anyway, but what's the bottom line? So here the Achaluke Deis the Ramah brings. Those the Mefarshi HaRambam explain Kavanas HaRambam that this Nichush was not a real Nichush. Nichush like Yonison is mutter only if it makes sense. It has to make sense. By Eliezer it makes sense. If she's a Balas Chesed, so she's the right one. But Yonison also, he says it makes sense. The outside is the Kesef Mishnah, right? Magen Mishnah on the inside. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Pshat is that it shows that they're not, that they're afraid. A guard who's suspicious moves forward. A guard who's fearful says, who are you? Come here. He stands in his place. He's like a sitting duck. So it shows he's afraid. And that's where he writes that a Mulchama of Rabbi Miyad Miyatim is not a nace, Tikenu ateva, that would gvura salev, a rabbi, miyatim could be misgaber on a rabbi. So that's an explanation of these two. It has to go to tefillah, because it could always just happen to be that this man is afraid and not the whole army. Or that this girl is in a good mood and she's doing it, but she may be mamzeres, or she may be other reasons she's passing. So you'd still need the tefillah with it, but if there's Torah in it, there's something to it, then it's mutter. That's the explanation of the het. So tzivtalit are the heterim. Now, what about tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid? The Sefer Chassidim has two parts. It's tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid, which is a relatively small section, and then the Sefer Chassidim, which comes after. The question is what to do. Now, first of all, you have to know the overwhelming majority of things that are mentioned in Sefer Chassidim, we do not follow. We do not follow. There are some that Klal Yisrael was mekabel. I say Klal Yisrael, I mean a fair amount of Klal Yisrael. For example, the idea of not cutting or taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, cutting the Azam Rosh Chodesh, Mishnah Berurah brings it. People look for an Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah is an Hilchos Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah bring it. So that's something which, unless someone knows that he has a minig dafka fakert, which Tama Yid should keep. It's something that Klal Yisrael is makabel. Most of us, Rav Yehuda HaChassid, were not makabel. Now, to go through the whole Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid, we could have a series of shiurim. So what I'm going to do is we're going to read the Beis Lechem Yehuda and the Pischei Tshuva and see some of them that are brought. You'll see right away that most of them are not kept by Klal Yisrael. Beis Lechem Yehuda is on the right side. You have it in the Gilyan. It starts, Oiloi, Shorai Shemazle Negdam Chasham Liyarba Beis. The Chasham Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid, the third line. Lo yivna adam bayis shel avonim. A person should not build a house made of stone. Eli yikne, he could buy it. Vimbana, if somebody built a house of stone, lo yadu bayamim, you shouldn't live there for a year. Ki hu ubanav yavusu ayim kirenu. You should either, him and his children will die, ayim kirenu, sell it, shall eat safik. If you build it out of wood, it's a safik. So he says that you shouldn't build. Well, bricks are not stone. Bricks are poured. Well, presumably, they're not. Hopefully, they're not included. Everyone's building bricks. But anyway, this nobody heard of this. Look at the next one. Everyone does this in the country. Everyone. I don't do it. People do it in the country. It says not to build on a spot that there never was a home. And if he built this, he's not going to live there. You just don't want to leave it empty. Then a year is it works. If you leave it empty for a year, it works. And the second one, which is apparently, let me finish, is not kept. Lo yaseh adam, this continues on the next page. Lo yaseh, now listen to this one. Lo yaseh adam merchitz b'soich b'soich. You shouldn't have a bathhouse in your house. V'miyaseh habayis yechrav. And if you do it, the house will be destroyed. Elam keneseh l'urchos b'yravim. Unless it's made and open to the public. I think it's Yadua that the Samir Rebbe, when they built the mikveh in his house in Williamsburg, he was upset because he was makbid in this Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid. And he said, you have to make it available to Rabbim. Now, why a regular bath and shower isn't included, I don't know. But he insisted that in the Rebbe's house, the mikveh had to be open to Rabbim because of this kepeda. Maybe he holds it only by mikvahs, I don't know. The next one, lo yistam, now this is a known one. Lo yistam adam pesach haichaloin legamri. Don't seal a window or a door totally. Shalayaziku hashedim. The shedim shouldn't do damage. Alinkov nekiv cotton by. You make a small hole in whatever closes it up. Now this is a tzava which is widely known and widely kept in Klal Yisrael. Rav Palm, who was born in Lithuania and was very much that way, was very makbid on this. He held that if you buy a house and the previous owner closed up a window, you should make a hole. Those who hold that after 3 years you don't have to, because of dine chazaka. There's already a chazaka that the shaydim don't have a chazaka. It's very shlosh shadim. The shaydim didn't make a macha, so they lose it. The others who taina, it's a chazaka shame by taina. You have no right to do it. So chazaka only works if you have a taina. There's no taina. But the Rambam told people to. I bought my house. There was taka, you know, windows that were closed by the previous owner. And we put in, we made a hole. We closed up, we put boards on the inside where there are windows. We didn't change the brickwork. But I took a hammer and a nail and I made a hole because there should be a hole. And so this is something, look, now I can't say every family in Klal Yisrael is makbid, but much of Klal Yisrael is makbid.
Now, so if you close, where's the shade going?
I don't ask me to explain. The Sroshka I can explain. You know, shade him. You know, the only shade I knew, was Casper, and he got through walls. He didn't need holes. So, I don't know. Now, there is a shayla, the chidah. The chidah is very makbid. Chidah has a shayla about a beis haknesses. If a beis haknesses is to be makbid, and Tech Devarav, you see, he's talking about a door between two rooms or a window between two rooms. And his need is if a beis haknesses has to be makbid. Sounds from him that even between two rooms, there's a kepeda. People change doors between rooms all the time. I think indoors, I never heard that people should be makbid on it. People are makbid on windows or doors that go out, but not on windows or doors that go in. So I don't know what to say, but that's it. Yeah, he seems to bring the ones that he felt were more negah. Now there is one other which is widely accepted. There's a shiloh about taking out a tanor, taking out an oven. If taking out an oven, the Tzadik says not to move an oven. Now, this idea of not taking out an oven applies to brick ovens. It doesn't apply to a utensil that's an oven that you plug into the wall. Which is why it's mutter. There are, I think, bechsidim samu amakbid, not to move an oven or a chimney, which is also an oven or a chimney. My father, Ova Shalom, when they bought the bakery there where they bake, there is a brick oven there. And nowadays no one bakes in a brick oven unless you make matzahs. So they put in the gas oven in front of the brick oven. The brick oven is still there in the back of the building. And it's just doing nothing. It's still there because lo yistim, sure he has to shayla. It was totally yistim. So this is one or two that are kept among many that are not. Just the next one in the Beis Lechem Yehud is Achim Nasuim Lo Yaduru Bi'ir Echad. You hear this one? Two married brothers should not live in the same city. Yachad. Similar davar Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. It says afterwards one of them will die. Now we know plenty of brothers that live in the same city. So some answer from years ago that if you're born in the city, it's mutter. But after the Holocaust, everyone moved. And the brothers live in the same city. So it's obviously not something that people are makbid on. So the rule of thumb is that it's a vasri that chas that Klal Yisrael was makabel is the most that we accept. The 98% is vasri that chasid that Klal Yisrael was not makabel, we don't. Now, of course, the most famous is the question of fathers-in-law and sons-in-law or mothers-in-law, daughter-in-law having the same name. Which seems from the Paiskim to be a kepeda. Ramesh has a tshuva, and he says if the children, if the chas and kala are not makbid, it doesn't matter if the parents are makbid. Nice to write in the sefer. If the parents are makbid, the kids are never going to go out. But anyway, you know, when it's supposed to be a shidduch, the Ramesh makes it happen. But otherwise, you change names. We've had people change names.
Was it really just mother-in-law, daughter-in-law?
No, it's
father.
It's father-in-law, son-in-law. In the Makar, it says three generations, and somehow Klal Yisrael is makbid on two. So I'm not sure how that works.
Is that the full name?
So that depends. In our circles, if it's not the full name, we're Makel. The Chassidim, they're very makbid. There's a well-known Shalom Eshev who says, gives a reason. He says, the reason is, covered Av. You're going to call your husband Yankee, and the father's name is Yankee. It's not covered. And we're not covered. Shulchan Aruch, it says, you're not allowed to call somebody else. Even if you have a friend come to the house, the same name as your father, you're not allowed to... A unique name is even Shaloi Bafanov. But Bafanov, if it's a unique name, even Shaloi Bafanov, you're not allowed to call somebody else that name. But if it's not a unique name, then Bafanov, you're not allowed to call somebody else by the same name. So, I don't know what the... Obviously, the Sfaradim are not Mac because they have living fathers and grandsons with the same name. So, at any rate, he says that as a Hezba from Yudah Chasim, but it's Lav Dafka. Yes? The world understands it's only Chutz Laretz. That the brick, and this is in Chutz Laretz, you see Kaveya, Dira, Chashuv, and Chutz Laretz, and that's the reason. Alright, so this is a mashahu of the Rebbe Yehuda Achaz. Now,
I think that father that will die, you know,
Okay. The Musa we should take. But, as he's saying, 100%. Now, there's a psak from the Torah of Das, they say B'Shem Rav Yaakov, but it was slightly different. They say B'Shem Rav Yaakov that the Erev Shabbos, not taking a haircut when Erev Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, is only if Thursday was Chayil. So you take a shave on Thursday, Shabbos is not so terrible. But if Thursday, Friday are Rosh Chodesh, the yeshiva, they say B'Shem Rav Yaakov, I heard it from Reb Leibel Katz. He said he heard it from Reb Yaakov. Now, Thursday, Friday, then the Mishnah Berurah is not talking. Now, the way he said, it doesn't say in the Magen Avraham. The way it was told to me, so the Magen Avraham says, if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, don't take Yekah Friday, you can take it Thursday. So, but that's not the law of Magen Avraham. What? It could be, he's not supposed to take Yekah, that it starts to grow back on Shabbos.
But,
yeah.
Doesn't
understand that whole thing because what he can do is every place it brings in. What it means is you look like a fresh fresh haircut only. Okay. Say that. All right, now till now we've been kind. No, Yudach has nothing to do with a grandchild. I meant the kibrav part of calling the court. Is that part of the father-in-law, son-in-law? Yes. So obviously you don't hold the Shalom Aish's reason because you're not going to call someone else in front of him because then you wouldn't do grandchildren. I'm saying the Shalom Aish's reason. Okay.
When my grandson
it's the first three times, it does. It's very strange. Now, there were Gedalei Olam that were, to different levels, very upset with this whole Sefer Chassidim business. Gedalei Olam. It's brought in the Tshuva Shem Aryeh that the Marsha got up in Asifas Rabbanim that were Makbin Rav Yehuda HaChassid. He says, B'tzavas Rav Yehuda HaChassid Siv, you shouldn't name your child Shmuel, and you shouldn't name your child Yehuda. And he got up and he said, Shmi Shmuel, v'shem Avi Yehuda, v'ani mibnei bonav shav Yehuda HaChassid. That he said he's a descendant of Yehuda HaChassid, Marsha, his name was Shmuel, he said, my father's name is Yehuda, and we're not Makbid. Marsha is Rabbeinu Shmuel Edels. Edels, his mother's name was Edel. So his name somehow after his mother's side. But that's what's brought. I have here a copy of the Night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda is in Night of Yehuda Tinyana, Shuva Ayin Tes. I want to read you his Lashon. It's not as, you know, as strong as it might be in the polemics of it, but it's Devarim Shel Tam, not that he needs my Haskama. He writes like this. Obviously, his Talmud asked him a Shaila about naming a father-in-law, son-in-law having the same name. The case was where the son-in-law was given a name when he was ill and he recovered. Now he wants to get engaged. And the father-in-law has the same name as the name that was added in his illness. So he writes the following. I'm going to read the Lashon just because it's telling. Oyavi Talmidi. Well, not that I love you, I wouldn't even answer the shayla. Devarim sheinlem shayrish b'talmud u'paiskim. Things that have no shayrish in halacha or in shas. Ah, goydel avoscha itziyeni chutz legadri. Because I have ava for you, I'm going to write. Da talmidi chachavit. V'yudvarim eilech hakukim aluach libecha lizikaret. And remember this always. Haklal agadol. Big rule, a basic rule. She'ein l'chol chachomim sh'achar ha-talmud, rishus loimer David neger ha-talmud. No chacham, after the shas was closed, has a right to say something that's a contradiction to shas. Va'oimer dova listar kutzei shel yud medivrei ha-talmud. Somebody who says something that knocks off a drop that's against the drop of shas, lo yechoshev b'klal chachmi Yisrael. We throw him out of chachmi Yisrael. Omnom. When we see an echem chachmi Yisrael, a muzik b'toyru b'yira b'li safik, Shekasa v'dava does davar ha'saisel divrei ha'talmud. If you'll find something written by a godly Yisrael, the contradiction to the Gemara, chayavin onu l'mshuchei nafshan l'taritz devarav shalei davar reik. That we have to try to find a way to answer him. I'm sorry, shalei diber rak l'shaa oy l'mishpacha pratis. They were speaking only now, or only for a specific family. Listen to this. Bikiyas and Shas helps. Mitzim b'dvarim b'tzavas Yehudah Chassid. Shekamat osel lanu l'shaiman. You're not allowed to listen to it. Ki hu aymer sholeisa basa chayisai. Tzavas Yehudah Chassid says, don't marry your sister's daughter. U'b'gemara amu shul mitzvah. Gemara says you should marry. Hu aymer sholeisa avu b'noi shtei achayis. Tzavas Yehudah Chassid says, a father and son shouldn't marry two sisters. For a papa b'nai nasu shtei b'nai shalav asura. A papa and his son did that. Did you know that? Who I mer shalayisu beis achim shtei achayis. Says two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. V'gemara shmeinim zug achim kainim nasu shmeinim zug achayis kainis. I think that's in the end of Kedushin. V'trei bante d'Rav Chista, the two daughters of Rav Chista, have a nesivi l'rami ulamaruk v'varchami. U'kiyetze v'zeh b'tzavahi. V'imhoya chosin mitzav b'tzavah zu l'chol Yisrael, who says la divrei ashas. We can't accept something that's a sastira to Shas. He commanded just for his family. He saw Baruch HaKadosh that his descendants will not be mafiach with such yiduchim. That's what he writes. He's not saying the Marsha. He's not saying like the Marsha. Therefore, what? What are you hearing? So what does that have to do? He's saying not like Night Vyuda. He's saying like Night Vyuda. He's saying it's only for his family. The Ruach HaKadosh, Lazare Achrav, and that's it. Yeah, I never saw. I can't say any of them. I'm not a baki. But as far he's saying that's the Rishus Shas. He says, one minute. Let me finish. The second thing he says is that when you add a name for a chayli, it's only Latoiva and not Lareyasa. That if he had the same name as father-in-law when he was born and they added a name, the kula it helps. But the chumra it doesn't help. Because when they added the name, they added it should be a schus and not a chayva. You know, this. So therefore, it can't make it worse. And we can marry. It can only make it better. That's what he says later in the tshuva. So, you ask me, why mak mi huda chasid? 1 minute. So I have the shemari and marsha, noy bihuda. We're not done. Let's see the chsam cipher. Look at pisrei tshuva dalid. Eloi mistam. I'm Erhetav Ayin. Now you got to turn again. Chuz Chassam Seifen. Chassam Seifen was big in Minig Yisrael, as you know. Oidois Mashakasa Bibeer Hetav, Shal Rav Marit. Shetzosi Rida Chasid. Shir Sakona Labayan Bayis Avonim. The Gamma Bayan of Abakim Shalayosham Bayis Meyalam. Amriyachi. So people say the following Gaita. If you built a house and it's a Sakona, Laniyah Babayis Tarnagal Zachar in the Keva. Get a chicken and a rooster, you put them in the house. And then l'shech them sham. They lived there, I don't know for how long. And then you shech them. Ilekem b'zem mishum darki yamayri. So he asked some cipher, is that also darki yamayri? Kishuf, like, are you allowed to do it? Because of the tama, the honey inchi. Why do people put these chickens and roosters in? Shame dimuks. They're thinking. If you put them for a period of time, zub tana goel nikrom gever. Right? Hamechem, hanaisen asech vivina. So a gever, the expression gever is used for a human being and for a chicken or a rooster. So gever is used for both. So like you fool the shadim. You put in a chicken and a rooster. They're also called gever. Elu harishanim. So they're the first ones living there. This is a good idea. You could also rent out the goyim first. They're also DNA. Now listen to some cipher. Some cipher says, "Avol toiv yoiser shaloi lochus shadvarim elu ki yitzben shaloi huskru b'shasu paiskim for loy Rabbi Yehuda chasid chosam alayim." He throws question as to even Rabbi Yehuda chasid ever meant it, ever said it, a plea. So he says right away that not to be makbid. He says, "V'ulai b'bayin nebayis avonim shaloi letzayrach." To build houses in Chutz La'aretz and be miyayish miyagula. Who had in a marchiv died to live nice. Bimakayim shaloi ha'yisham ba'is kidei lo'isiv yeshivas Chutz La'aretz. Harei binyanei sakana vein a mitzvah lahagen. It's because you're being kaveh adira more in Chutz La'aretz. Aval onu b'mayisein rabin tzorcheinu merubim. L'day to yikam mitzvah lahansi makam dira l'shitse pezura. Kedai lahagen v'toiv. All right, so the Chassam Sefer was also not very into Tzvasi Rida Chassid. So Nebi Yehuda and the Chassam Sefer were not very much into it. And most of Tzvasi Rida Chassid Klai saw does not follow. There are individual items in the Tzvasi Rida Chassid. I don't know the reason, but you know, Afilotei Sefer Torah Shebeheichel Tzricha Mazel. And certain if there are a handful that Klal Yisrael follow, and those we follow the Alpais Kimutu Hutu Sektifah.
The one that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid has because of Mazikim, is there any more tougher to them than say what a doctor tells you don't do something because it's dangerous? The doctor says don't eat trans fat, don't eat salt. Or if Yehuda says don't do this because they're ashamed.
There's a difference. What the doctors say today, and we know that they're going to change the next generation. Yehuda Chassid is kavua.
But if the doctor believes now it's true, they
nobody knows. In medicine, the internal workings of the body are very difficult, and it's very, very hard to compare the two things. Someone said Baruch HaKadosh by a God of Israel, and what the doctor say? I remember years ago, I had a girl from Greenwich Village, somebody a real Greenwich Village family, a Balas Tshuva. So we served, I forgot what it was. So I remember she said, "Oh, that's considered healthy now." I said, "What do you mean now?" So, well, in a few months it won't be considered a healthful thing to eat, but now it's considered to be something good to eat. So a lot of things change. Obviously, some things, I agree with you, to overeat, the Rambam says it's a sakana. Exercise is not good. So Rambam says exercise is good. I'm sure exercise is good. The Meshuggah levels of exercise, maybe not. I'm sure exercise is good. I'm sure overeating is not good, and you know, salt, you know. So that's going to be brought here. This is where the Rambam is. You can't hear it. Rabbi Yosef. Don't do as opposed to do. It's a very good. They're all don't do's. Can I think of any Yehuda Chassid that says do? You know the old line that it's a shame that it doesn't say Leisignai for Yehuda Chassid. Because if it say Leisignai, people would take it. Yehuda Chassid wrote a pirish on Brachis. There's a pirish, it's called the Shleisha. The Shleisha Mefarshim, and we shine him in. What's it called? Something. Yeron Chumash also, which is Ramesha holds his phony. There's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid on Chumash. Ramesha wrote Shtakel L'Shainis. They shouldn't print it. It's baloney. Shlitu by Yad Ha Maskilim. Somebody recently reprinted it with an explanation in the beginning that a few of them were added, and they got an old manuscript. And the ones Ramesha was misnagged to, Ramesha writes very sharp not to print it. And they reprinted it. So, but they write that Ramesh was right, but not the whole thing. They have an old manuscript, that's good.
One of the things that we do practice that's further on in the Mesach and Yehud is not the same Sandik for two children.
Yeah, because that the Ramah brings. That's the Ramah brings, not the same Sandik for two children. And even that, the Gra wasn't Makbid. But, Rashiva, Rebbe, they give two, they say a Kohen Gadol is different. Kohen Gadol could do Avodah many times. It's only a Kayin can't do our Tyrus twice. A Kayin Gadol is different. But, so that's another one. You could probably come up with 10 that people do. But it's interesting, Rabbi Yosef, what you're saying. Are there any do-dos in the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? It's all don't-dos. I don't know. I can't think of any do's, but I imagine there are some.
Later on in the basement,
is the one that the Chassid drink before the behemoth?
Yeah, it's also really achas. The makbet on drinking. That's also don't do. He brings a rida from Rivka. Right, he brings from Rivka. It's a kula. But he didn't say you have to drink. He just brings, he says it's mutter. He didn't say you have to. Okay. All right. It continues more. I don't want to make people turn two pages. Let's see. And on the next page, Reish Lachem Yehuda. All right. If you want to see, he says a bunch of things. Elon Ois a Paris based Pam Bishana, Yeshukaita said, that's also a dome. That's like being a hole in the wall, it's a doom. It says a tree, it's spooky. A tree gives Paris twice a year. That tree is not normal to. It says cut down the tree real quick. It's it's a chumrah. Oh, it's a fruit tree, you mean that you're allowed to cut it. He also says, Lo yichtavadam al sefer shalihu. People write Lashem Aratzim Loya, that comes from Yudah Chasid too. He says, don't write in the sefer, it's mine. Just write your name. So it also comes from there. He brings the Tanner there also on the bottom of the page. Okay. All right. Like I said, I don't want to get totally sidetracked. But, okay, let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. Savasar Yudachas. It is always an interesting topic. But let's try to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Can look at anything else?
He does say a do. He says if a Tarnagel turns over, can we shift it right away?
It's also a don't. Okay, Sif Hay and on. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was in the end of the Rishdi. There were two Rabbi Yehuda Chassids. People confused the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Shul in Yerushalayim with Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. There are two different Rabbi Yehuda Chassids. There's a Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that was Sefer Rishayim. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that was Eilat Yerushalayim with 200 Chassidim, I shouldn't say Chassidim, I don't know Chassidim or not, but 200 followers, and started the Churva Shul and then died, was not this Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. That was when?
Late
1600s. That was not. That was in Akron. That was not this Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. That was somebody else. They called him also Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But people confused the two. They're not
the first one was?
Sefer Rishayim. I don't remember the details. What? In Germany? Interesting. In Germany these things come from, but it's interesting. Okay. Sifhei, we get back to Dinei Nichush. And we're going to go through these simanim rather quickly. There are a bunch of examples of nichush. Hey, chay vechaver. The Ramah, yeah, I did. Chaylech betumu beteva Hashem. I read it. Because he brought a machlaikis, he says better be stay away from these things. Chay vechaver. It says in the Torah there's an iser of something, some magic called chay vechaver. What's that? This is a person that is able to do some type of magic and gathers them. Well, why does he want to gather them? He wants to gather them out in the desert. A city is inundated with rats or with fleas. He's going to go out to the desert, do his trick, and they're all going to come running. And so that is also an Issa Dairaisa. That is, hey.
It's an Issa for you to do it.
Issa for you to do it.
Yeah. Can you hire a guy to do it?
Grada, it says that in the Machne Frayim says that the din of Yad Poyel ki Yad Rabbi it goes so far that we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, if you pay him then Yad Poyel ki Yad Rabbi. So Machne Frayim holds. Ki Beger as a guy, so Machne Frayim is Mefakfeg. He says the Lekula also. He says if you have a guy doing a mitzvah for you, like building a makkah, he says if you want, you know how to build it, and you want to do the mitzvah of building a makkah, Machna Frayim says in Dina Shlichus that if you pay him, Yapel Kiad Rabba, Yeshlichus Lakum. If you pay him, Pel Dikachidish. Then he says. But Ben Yisukah is not, rather there it says a yid should be Isaac in it because the Chumash writes is such a lashon of Sukkah's Paslacha. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember if Dr. Frank says it differently. What?
Chopping down fruit tree, you have to sell them. Chopping down fruit tree. If you pay
them, does it? Yeah, those who hold its mutter, the guy owns it. The guy knows the heter. He comes again. I'll give you $1. I own the fruit tree. It's mutter. Whether that's so, I'm not so sure. I didn't.
Why am I paying you to chop down your own tree?
If it's lucrative enough, you do it. Vav, mishenach shchay akrav. Somebody is bitten by a scorpion could do a magic lachash. I feel a b'shabbos. Alpha Bishaina Dover Mayal, it's not gonna work. Klum, it doesn't work. Hayalum Sukinu Hitiru. But since you're in Sakana, you're allowed to do it. Kadosh Lo Titrif Daitiyol. You shouldn't get depressed. It's depressing. A person thinks it works. So you're gonna tell him it doesn't work. So, you know, what are you gonna do? Sometimes people come, they ask a shayla about this these school is like 91 prutis. Do you have to put it one at a time or two at a time? So I tell them, listen, I once had a maisel, someone used to daven here. He asked me a shayla about cutting down a tree. I said, if it's not a fruit tree, it's not a problem. So he says, is anybody gonna hold it's a problem? Like he wants to be makbid. So I told him, listen, you don't daven with minyan from Shabbos to Shabbos. It's the biggest schooler to daven with minyan. So daven with minyan and cut down the tree. So he said, I didn't ask you that. So what I asked you? What? He was building a house. That's where he lives now. But if it does work, maybe it would be also lavdavka. Yeah, because this is the Rambam. Well, it's none of them work. Since none of them work, so you have to come on to that. If you hold it does work, so makim kof nefashis, it's sichamota. This is that famous gra. Look at the gra, Yud Gimel. This is the famous gra that, as soon as I read it, you'll remember it. Yud Gimel, he says, a Rambam. This is the Lashon Rambam, says it doesn't work. The Chinuch Beresh HaMishnah, the Perek Dal, the Avodah Zarah, Avol Kol Aboyim Achrov Cholku Alav. Everyone who came after the Rambam disagrees. Sheharei Harbe Lachoshim Nemru B'Gemara, many Lachoshim are said in Shas. Vuhu and the Rambam, Nimshach Achal of Philosophia. The Rambam followed the philosophers. Chekosim Shekshofim B'Shemes V'Lachashim B'Shedim V'Kameyais HaKelu Sheker. The Rambam holds, there's your list. He doesn't say Ayin Hara, it's interesting. It says Kshofim, Shemes, Lachoshim, Shedim, Kameyais, those five HaKelu Sheker. Aval Kvar Hiku Oysal Yalkul Kodai. But they already hit him on the head. Shari Metzinu Harba Maisi Ois Bigamor Alpi Shemus Ukshafim Omra E Milsa Va Omra Salarba Omru Shabbos Payalov Chulun Kofei Ubisaif Perik Dalad Mises Rishalmi Sham Uvda the Rabbalaza Rabbiuda Mebeseira Chim Rach Rabbalaza the Ivru Iglatilsa they created Iglatilsa Rishua. The Amr Shamba Ukme Beshmael Ara, Chenevisha Ben Sruya, with Tabra Melach, Barbuk Yaisav Elu, Loma Nikr Shmak Shaf and Machulu, Hatayra Hida, Viu, Taninim Ainzer Shamach, Chen Kameim Barba Makaimis, Lachoshim, Robum Lasaper, Halafulusafia Hittisai Barav Lecha. This is very short, wrong language to Rambam. The philosophy knocked him off, Barav Lechla, Farish Hagamara, Hakoel Baderach Halatsoi, Velakar Oisam Me Pshatam. The Chas V'Shalom, Eini Maimim Mehem, Eloi Mehem, Eloi Mahamoinam, El Kod Var Mehem Kepashtan, El Sheshem Pnimiyas, Loi Pnimi Shabali Filosofia, Shem Titzainiyas, El Shabali Yemis. So the Gra is as strong as could be against the Rambam. Anyone gives a share in Kishra, of course, is Gra. So the Rambam held they don't exist. The Gra writes sharply that they do exist. The Mechaba brings that they do not exist. Let me finish. The Rav Shor, it's printed in the Argadal Yoam Purim, has an extraordinary shtickle on it, which is Bederech Pshat. Beautiful. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Chulin, one of the Gemaras that he tzechen su, Chulin Dav Zayin Amid Beis. I don't remember the names, I always forget the names. A certain Amoira, Tana, was giving shir. A Mechashefes came and took earth from under his seat. How she got into the shir, I don't know. The boys were very engrossed. So she took earth from under the seat, which is a way of damaging someone with magic. So Talmidim said, look, look what she's doing. So he said, Ein oid milvadai. It doesn't work. Ein oid milvadai. So the Talmidim asked, but the Chazal say, Loma nikra l'sham kishafim, shema kishim pamal yashamayla. Kishav works. So the Gemara says something like, Shani so-and-so, that Rav Zchusei, whatever, he had a lot of Zchusei. So what's going on? He said, "Ein oid milvadai." And then the Gemara says, "Shani." Well, what's Shani? So Rav Shor has a beautiful shtickle. He says that kishuf exists to the extent that people believe in it. That a person kishuf shaydim to the extent that a person creates it, it exists. Ein oid milvadai. Be'etzem, it's ein oid milvadai. A person who has a clear emunah in the bari olam is these things don't exist. But Laman Dechosh Chayshinan, the Gemara says, somebody who has a belief that they exist, for him they exist. It's hard to explain except to tell you that we know that two people could have the same tzara. One person gets stressed out and he gets high blood pressure. And the other person is relaxed about it. Yes, he has emunah b'Hashem, he has betochen, he doesn't get high blood pressure. The same thing happened to both of them. Why is one getting high blood pressure from it and one not? What's happening physically exactly? Teretz, it's all in the head. In his head, he can give himself stress and he can create high blood pressure and a person can kill himself in his head. The same thing with the Sheidim and the Mechashrim. That they exist to the extent that a person makes them exist. This is Rav Gedalia Shor in Purim, his thing, his shtickle. What?
The Rambam was a bigger
Balamuna. I told you 100 times, their foot in his line. Of course they existed, but once the Rambam passed and they don't exist, they stopped existing. Rabbi Yaakov writes that when Chazal were mevatel nevuah kenege, they were mevatel keches hatoma, and they stopped existing. It's a problem. The Gemara says in every Pesachim that there were shadim that met. Somebody asked Chaim Knievsky if they exist. Chaim Knievsky supposedly said that he asked the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said Abaye was mevatel them already. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says Abaye was walking, and a shade came to him. He said, "If not, that you're an Adam Gadol, you're supposed to go Yechidi Balayla. If not, you're an Adam Gadol, I would hurt you." So he said, "If I'm an Adam Gadol, so I'm geyser on you. You shouldn't affect people." The Gemara actually has 2 steps. It says someone else was geyser. You shouldn't go out except Leil Shabbos, I think, that the shadim shouldn't go out every night of the week. And then this Abaye said, "I'm geyser. You shouldn't go out at all." And so Chazon Ish told him, of course they were shadim, but Abaye made exera that they can't come around anymore. So finished. Otherwise, we still make holes in the windows, so I don't know if the shadim are there. The gra is the gra. The gra in Amavade. He knew it. So it's shadim. He's saying to say that they don't exist. They exist, but they're... I'll tell you the truth. People say they never saw a shade. I do this all the time. I tell Bachram the Yeshiva that I always see them. Shade, there are 2 types of shade. One was created by Sibarashis, and one is Nivra from Averis people do. That's what they say. Now, I tell them I always see it, because I see Bachram who are into all kinds of schmutz, and they start learning seriously. And it happens very often. When they come back and they start learning, that strange things happen. They come with a time that they're really buckling down and they're working. And punkt, you know, so Yitzchak Russo became a chassan, he's going back to Eretz Yisrael. Well, punkt, the yeshiva doesn't let him go to that shir. Well, you know, punkt, things happen. So I'm always mafayis them. I always tell them that these are the masikim. When you did averis, you create masikim. Masikim get in your way. You have to overcome them. That's in the sayin. You overcome them and then you know, things will go smoothly afterwards. That they don't exist. Yeah, what was that? Yeah, the Rambam holds a sheet. There's no question the Rambam holds a sheet. But I hear. I'm not paskening. I'm reading the Gra. What? Is a D-book a shade? It's the same group. The same group. We had by Yosef Leizis in Olva Shalom was a Mashkiach Mismedrash Katan. And every year around Purim time, the boys used to sit down with him. He used to ask him to tell over the story of the... he learned in Branovich. And your father was there by the Maaseh of the D-book. No. So he was there by the Maaseh of the D-book and they asked him to tell over the story. So he used to tell over the story. He said he wasn't in the room. He didn't see the D-book. But everyone saw the broken window that supposedly broke. Rabbi Chanan, the Chafetz Chaim, and somebody else who was the third person, I don't remember, that they were there. And I think it was Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Chanan, and somebody else. It could be. I don't remember. Okay, I never sat there when he told the story. I'm not someone who has the patience.
Said,
the
Chafetz Chaim was his dog. Chafetz Chaim said,
"You should leave." So, all right. I can't answer you. I could tell you that the stories that come out nowadays are all highly exaggerated. That's what happens. You know, it happens with every single thing that is meforsim. It becomes more and more and more. I went last week to Rabbi Aaron Schechter just to let him know we're making this. I should mention next Sunday. No, I don't miss Sunday morning. My kids chumash sud I don't miss. And but next Sunday we're making an internet asifa in the Agudav Avenue L. I think it's very, very important. Flatbush is full of naive people. This asifa is gegründet, was founded by 2 7th graders who came to me, ashamed that supposedly their grade. The seventh graders told me, you have to do something. They hadn't done asifa. Our parents, the seventh graders said, our parents are fools. They think that we don't get on the internet when they're not home. And we all do it. And they're not bad kids. We all do it. And it became a thing. And somebody should speak to our parents. So I said, I'll call your father. He said, no, don't tell him. You know. So, and I'll tell you, the week at Asifa, I was sick. I had a headache. I had a lot of calls from people who complained about these things. So we're making an Asifa. There's no organization behind it. I called Rabbi Leaf and I called Rabbi Shore. And we met, and we decided whatever they did wrong there, we're going to do hopefully right. There's going to be an English with women, with tachlis. We had a meeting last night. I'm in a chasna, and I even had to make the tables because my wife's not good at it. She wrote out all the cards. I had to do it. I got home about 1:45 yesterday. We sat down that we shouldn't all say the same thing. We divided it. I'm sure speaking about social networking. I'm talking about safety on the computers, and Rav. Alif is talking about cell phones. I spent a number of hours with experts. I went to a Bucky whose livelihood, Avenue M Computers, his livelihood is protecting computers. And he told me how they get around different filters and how you could stop them from getting around. And with all that, I spent time by him last week. Yesterday, I found out from a child who I hadn't spoken to. I'm friendly within the shul. I spoke to him about it. He told me in other way they get around it. So I called this fellow yesterday. I said, they do it this and this way. He said, oh, it must be this. It must be, oh, there's another way to get around it. So he said, by today, he'll give me how to safeguard it. So the thing is this, that I just want to tell you, you all, wherever you are, whatever you are, don't think, and if you don't have children that age, you have grandchildren, I want you to know that it's a machla in Flatbush worse than everywhere. In Flatbush, it's a joke. You tell somebody, you're not allowed to have internet, only for business. So I got calls last week from children, people here who are in Flatbush. Only for business, does that mean you're allowed to shop? You're allowed to shop, is that business? You get things cheaper, maybe that's in the heter, it's out of the heter. They take it very seriously. You know, to look for news, so that's also now, because they said only what you need. So this is for shopping. I got yesterday a letter in the mail with 10 shilas. One of the shilas was, if I need a job, looking for a job online, you have to look all over the place, is that mutter? And people are taking it very seriously. And Flatbush, it's a joke. Everyone makes fun of it. Everyone's so smart. The program was a total disaster. I don't want to use the word disaster. I use the word disappointment. The fellow who organized it used the word disaster. That it was a disaster. Nobody listened to what they were told to do, to talk about. People talk longer than they had to. The whole Yiddish-English thing didn't work out. But it was an asifa. That was a Meridika asifa. It brought it to the forefront. And that it was pile.
Right.
And that it was pile. So we are making next Sunday. I urge everybody to come and to be there. And I'm going to try to speak letachlis. There'll be people going to make fun of it also. But it has to be. We're trying to organize all the yeshivas in Flatbush that they're not going to accept children next year unless there's a filter in the home. And people will do it. It's not so hard to have a filter. Most people, it's from laziness. They don't have a filter. Which filter? What filter? You know, it's very hard. But people don't take it seriously. It's a big problem. I deal with couples that come to me where a wife caught a husband. And it's so distasteful. You know, I have to send the husband out and talk to the woman that if a man is looking at pornography, it has nothing to do with that he doesn't love his wife. It's just the Yetzirah. You know how disgusting it is to me to talk like that, like to justify it to a young woman, a Beis Yaakov girl, you know, and some of them learned further after they got married. And it's just a very, and the boy didn't even think he's looking for pornography, you know, he's curious for a few minutes here, a few minutes there, and it's, whatever it is, it's a sickening thing. And every single time a couple comes to me, you know, the woman always says, I thought the Rabbanim were crazy. The same line. I thought they were nuts. I thought they're crazy. So, you know, so that's how you have to find out they're not crazy. And one of the things we wanted to do was to show people how they could get the history, even if the history is deleted. There's a way to go into the guts of the computer and get the back history. And of all people, Rav Shor said, the Kesis Nishtan, you're going to cause Gittin. That's what he told me. Because I want to give out instructions. You can go into the guts of the computer. Even history is totally deleted. You can get it out. And he said, you're going to cause gittin. That's what he told me. So he said, we should only work with Kanalaba, not Lashavar. But the problem is a serious problem. Anyway, I spoke enough. We're going to speak. Each of us made up to talk 20 minutes. Whatever they were tying this over there, we're hoping to be misakin here. Not that they would be cynics anyway. We hope to give out a pamphlet with certain ideas. And we know their cynics are going to rip it apart right away. But so being trying to be careful. But anyway, next Sunday, I was thinking the first speaker should get up to speak in Yiddish and say, it would be a very nice way to start, except there can be people insulted, but it would be a nice way to start. What? Matzio is coming because we don't want it to sound like a patch. We want to do it today. I mean, in Chasen tonight. And we want to do it this morning, but Rabbi Matzio couldn't make it today. And that's why we pushed it off to next week. He is coming next week. Yeah.
So next week there's no shiur.
Next week there's no shiur here. I hope you'll come there. What? It's 9:30 in the morning. There are weddings. There are Sheva brachas. I can't talk to you now. I cannot speak to you now. No, no. And anyway, so that is the next Sunday schedule. I hope you'll all come. And it's from 9:30 to 11. What? We don't have enough room, but we want to do it in Dafke in Flatbush. The only other place is Shari Zion, we were thinking of. Shari Zion, people are going to, JMUJ people, it's like Chutz L'Machna, with Brooklyn College involves money. We didn't spend a penny. There's no organization. You're looking at him. It's me. And Woody Mellon was nice enough to make up the ad and to put it in. And there's no group, there's no organization. No one calling the Rabbanim to show up. There's nothing. There was a call from Atera Torah. They want to have a live feed. So what am I supposed to do? TCN is broadcasting. I know it's going to be in a number of places. Someone just came this morning to tell me a place in Queens. I forgot he told me where. It's going to be shown in Queens. And it'll be shown in a number of places. In Eretz Yisrael, they asked for a TCN broadcast. In of all places, I couldn't believe it. In Kiryat Sefer, they wanted an English language. Kiryat Sefer, if you don't learn while you wait for a bus, you're a shagetz. And they called to get the feed. So they, whatever it'll be, they only could do it through the internet, through TCN. But you see, that was one of the frumkeiten there. They called TCN to broadcast, but they had to pull back because from the Chassidish Kreis, they were makbid, it shouldn't be broadcast on the internet. That asifa. Which, for whatever reason, to conclude everyone, they had to do it. Anyway, why did I get off on this tangent? But so next Sunday, 9:30 in the morning. There's no Yerdei Shir next week. 9:30 there. It'll go till about 11. 20 minutes. The three of us speak through 20 minutes. With the in between, it's an hour and 10 minutes. Rav Matisyo can speak as long as he wants. Rav Matisyo, the godless. You want to hear an Adam Gadol? There were many people that were told to speak 15 minutes. They spoke 30. Yes, told to speak 5 minutes. Rav Matisyo had a speech. They gave me a photo set of the paper that he had. He got up and he said, it got late. He is the whole koyach of the thing. He didn't speak a speech. He didn't. He apologized to the people who speak English, and he introduced the Tfilas Hashloah, which afterwards someone else spoke anyway for 25 minutes afterwards. But he, the gevura of a person, he was the whole koyach, and he got up and he did not say a speech. So we asked him, he could say whatever he wants. He could say whatever he wants here. Im kolzeh, I got a message from him last week that he wants to set up a time to call me. He doesn't want to say anything that's a steerer to the other speakers. So he's going to say, like the other person said, that it's just a derasa to walk into a house. A kamadin is to a derasa to walk into a house that has unfiltered internet, even if the computer's off. So I don't think that sells itself in Flatbush very well. So anyway, so that's Yitzhak Hashem next Sunday. We're talking about whether they are shadim, so I guess this is a little bit of now, good of Avenue L, I urge you to come early. Ladies are going to be upstairs. There's going to be 500 seats for women. There'll be about 700 seats for the men. Akia doesn't have much. Doesn't have much. No.